Welcome to the October 5th, 2010 MSF Frontline Reports podcast. Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation. I'm Sally McMillan. This week, the challenges of diagnosing and treating tuberculosis, or TB, in children.
It's very difficult to get a sample from children because you can imagine asking a two-year-old to cough and spit out what they cough. It's virtually impossible to do that.
TB is widely considered to be a scourge of generations past. But in fact, this disease is a huge and growing global health problem, and children are among its primary victims. According to the World Health Organization, an estimated 1 million children develop TB each year. The actual number is likely to be much higher since TB is so difficult to diagnose in children. A lack of investment in TB research and development means that not only is the main diagnostic method nearly 130 years old, it's also not at all adapted for use with children. Diagnosing them with TB is therefore a major challenge. At present, MSF is running 70 TB projects around the world. One such project is MSF's Blue House Clinic in the slum of Mathare, on the outskirts of Kenya's sprawling capital, Nairobi. A high prevalence of HIV, extremely cramped living conditions and poorly ventilated houses make the Mathare slum an ideal environment for highly contagious TB to spread. MSF's Corinne Baker brings us this story.
Abassi is 6 years old. He is waiting patiently with his baby brother while Hussein Karo, an MSF clinical officer, explains to their mother that Abassi will need to start treatment for TB today. That means that even in the best case scenario, Abassi will be taking up to 9 tablets every day at the start of his treatment, and he'll be on treatment for 6 months, perhaps longer if there are complications. For Caro, this has been a relatively straightforward case. When Abassi's mother was recently diagnosed with the infectious form of TB, an MSF social worker tracked down the people who had been in close contact with her and who might also be at risk of contracting the disease. Abassi had classic symptoms of TB, a persistent fever and cough, and his chest x-ray showed some signs of the disease. But to rule out other possible illnesses first, Caro put him on a course of antibiotics. There was no improvement, so today the decision was made to diagnose Abassi with TB and start him on treatment. Not all cases are as straightforward. In fact, diagnosing TB in children is usually one of the most challenging aspects of the job for Caro and other medical staff.
Sure, it's really difficult for one person sometimes to make a decision where the case is not straightforward. So you always consult each other. You share, you can go to the next room, present the case, show the person the x-ray, then you can have at least a collective decision. It's not one person who decided that who is to start in difficult cases.
This is because the symptoms of TB can be easily confused with symptoms of other illnesses that frequently affect children in Mathare, such as HIV, pneumonia, malnutrition or respiratory infections. It is therefore extremely difficult, if not impossible, in many cases to be certain that it is actually TB that is present. The standard diagnostic test for TB in adults, which is called sputum microscopy, is very rarely appropriate for children. Dr. Marianne Gale, medical advisor for MSF, explains.
And this is where a patient coughs up secretions from their lungs, spits it into a little cup, and then that specimen is analysed under a microscope in a laboratory. And this test is nearly 130 years old. In all that time, we haven't had any tool, any better test for tuberculosis than that. It's very difficult to get a sample from children because you can imagine asking a two-year-old to cough and spit out what they cough. It's virtually impossible to do that.
One possible solution is to do an invasive procedure called sputum induction, whereby the child is given a medication which irritates their lungs and forces them to cough. A tube is then put down his or her nose to suction up the secretions. Not only is it an extremely unpleasant experience for the child, it's also not guaranteed to produce a clear result.
I think really to make a difference in pediatric tuberculosis, what we absolutely must have is a better diagnostic method. I think ideally we have to have a point-of-care test, something as easy as the rapid test that exists for malaria, for example. So a test that can be done using a simple specimen blood, for example, that could be easily done from a finger prick, or from urine, or from stool. And ideally, this test should be able to give a result quite quickly, a positive yes or no, which will enable a clinician to confidently start treatment for a patient as early as possible. However, that is going to be some years away.
In the meantime, medical staff must use their best judgments based on whatever evidence is available in order to correctly diagnose children with TB. For a disease where early diagnosis is crucial, this is in no way ideal. Dr. Gale says that more than 80% of children with TB who receive treatment will recover. If they do not receive treatment, more than half will die. Remember the 9 pills a day that a Abassi will need to swallow? MSF is able to provide fixed-dose combinations for pediatric TB drugs. These combine the different drugs a child with TB needs into a single pill. But the pills available are currently not manufactured to correspond with the latest World Health Organization dosing recommendations. So children must take multiple pills to get the correct amount of treatment. 9 pills a day is a lot for a child to swallow. But most of the children who come to the Blue House Clinic are co-infected with TB and HIV. A child of Abassi's size with TB and HIV could be swallowing up to 16 tablets each day. Still, fixed-dose combinations are regarded as an important innovation. They ensure that the patient takes each of the drugs he or she needs. Dr. Gale.
But unfortunately, in many countries, they're not using these drugs. They don't have access to these drugs. So you can imagine that it's very complex and there's a lot of room for error for the caretaker, for the mothers, the fathers who are giving those drugs to the child. There's a big risk of incorrect dosing.
MSF has been pushing at an international level for greater investment in and commitment to diagnosing and tackling paediatric TB and to reversing the long-standing neglect. Although the situation is starting to improve, with more research planned, changes need to happen faster in order to give as many children as possible, no matter where they live, the best chance to survive and thrive.
MSF has been running the Blue House since 2001, providing integrated HIV and TB care to thousands of residents of Mathare. For more information on this story and to learn more about MSF or Doctors Without Borders, please visit msf.org to find the MSF website in your home country. For more information on MSF's campaign for access to essential medicines, go to msfaccess.org. MSF is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics, and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.